Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT, I can't take it anymore! Just kidding. It's Sean Morash here with you, the 2024 New York Giants. We didn't quit. I am on The Fan for BT and Sal, and then eventually my own show, Evan and Tiki, for a bit before Westwood One's coverage of Black Friday football between the Chiefs and Raiders comes your way here on The Fan at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Dove Kramer along the way with me, you wonderful listeners on the phone at 888-808-1019, and the tweets, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all at Sean Morash, S-H-A-U-N, the way my mother spelled it. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's enjoyed their leftovers or going to, enjoying their Black Friday, knocking over old women for TVs, if that still is a thing, and having a grand old time. Yes, the 2024 New York Giants, we didn't quit. What a low bar it is, but it is a bar that has been set anyway. We will get into the Jets and Seahawks later on, preview that, go do some NFL picks. Our friend Art Stapleton going to join me on the Giants and Cowboys in about an hour, but let's start there. Five more games, five more brutal freaking games left for these New York football Giants to end a season and officially end the Daniel Jones era of Giants football, even with Daniel currently on the Minnesota Vikings. The Giants fell yesterday to the Dallas Cowboys, and for brownie points, they weren't completely embarrassed in terms of efforts. They were just simply embarrassed in terms of ability, frankly. They suck. The Giants are a flawed football team. I don't think anybody will disagree with that. They are flawed for plenty of reasons, mainly the foundation of this team that was failed in Joe Shane's first two draft classes. The good part of the foundation of this team, though, has continued to be derailed by injuries. Dexter Lawrence goes down yesterday, and we may not see him the rest of the year. And the biggest part of any decent football team, forget even a good football team, the most important part of any decent to good football team quite literally doesn't exist. I mean, the quarterback situation on this team, again, a room that Joe Shane put together, is awful. It didn't exist preseason. It certainly doesn't exist now. And for those rubbing their hands together, saying, oh, how could Brian Daboll go to Tommy DeVito before Drew Lock? For all those hoping Drew Lock would appear as the best quarterback on the roster that we've seen this year, wrong. He stinks just like the rest of them, just like Daniel Jones stunk. And he does stink slightly more than Tommy DeVito, who at least doesn't turn the ball over the way Lock did yesterday, which is in fact how the Giants actually lost the game. Despite all the bad tackling, it was because he threw a terrible tipped pick six and then had that other fumble setting the Cowboys up for Pater. But heading into yesterday on Thanksgiving, the Sharks were circling. Oh, they were circling. After the effort versus the Bucs, which was putrid and unacceptable off the bye, pitchforks were out for Brian Daboll, beat reporters, fans, all of the like. But how could you watch that game yesterday, stuffing your face with food, having whatever cocktails you were having? How could you look at yourself in the mirror today and take yourself seriously if you're still anti-Brian Daboll as the future head coach of this team? If you're pounding the table after the Buck game going, see, the guys are going to quit. They're going to quit. Daboll's lost the team. Did that happen yesterday? Did that happen yesterday? You're going to take yourself seriously and say it did? On a short week, it would have been easy for this team to continue to quit the way we assume they did versus the Bucs. off of some of that locker room chatter, off of the Daniel Jones handling. Hell, after going down 27-10 because Drew Locke again sucks, it would have been easy. The team didn't. Is that a low bar? Hell yeah, it's a low bar. But it is a low bar that still computes to proof that this locker room believes in the head coach. Now, there's going to be a trick that maybe even Houdini can't pull off, and that's going to be continuing over the final 5 weeks, especially with Dexter Lawrence potentially done for the season, to keep this locker room together through the losses and keep them fighting. I don't think, while we've laughed and been angry during all of these games and this losing streak, I don't think we fully grasped what exactly is about to happen with this organization. And what's going to happen is something that we haven't seen happen for a very long time with this organization. They picked second overall when they took Saquon Barkley. The Eli Manning trade with Phillip Rivers, the Giants are picking fourth overall but got the first pick in the draft. This team, legitimately at 2-10, is in not just good, great standing to get the top pick in the upcoming NFL draft. The top pick! This, with the Jaguars having to face the Titans a couple times, you have a Jaguar-Raider game. Teams that are all around them pounding the table for the top pick are going to start to play each other, meaning somebody's going to have to win some of those games. Why am I talking draft on the day after Thanksgiving? Because the team is 2-10, and it brings the larger conversation that is now fracturing the fan base since the Daniel Jones fracture is now gone. Do we comprehend how important this upcoming offseason is going to be? Because this team, contrary to popular belief, is not a quarterback away. But they are, in fact, a quarterback plus an offseason on par with this past offseason away from having a really strong foundational unit. Think about what has happened with this franchise. Joe Shane gets hired in the wake of Dave Gettleman being held on way too long, and Dave Gettleman giving the Giants two really good players, awesome players, and Andrew Thomas and Dexter Lawrence, and a heaping pile of garbage other than that. Cap hell, and a full-blown old-school scouting department and technique that Joe Shane had no choice but in his first draft to live with. A draft that Joe Shane, because there was so many damn holes and no cap room, and him himself admitted during the bye week, he probably tried to plug holes too much. And boy, are they paying the price for that draft stinking. Kayvon Thibodeau is a good piece that deserves a second contract, but he's not a great, great Myles Garrett-type pass rusher. Evan Neal is atrocious and unplayable. Not even sure the Canadian Football League could play him. Josh Azudu in the third round's a disaster. Now, Cordell Flott in year three is coming along. I'll give him that. Wandell Robinson coming along, give him that. And that, by the way, that is a bad draft for most NFL teams because the talent pool wasn't great. The fact that he still came out of it, those couple guys, okay, I'll live with it, but you wish you had more. It's that 2023 draft that is killing Joe Shane. Deontay Banks is not an elite top corner, watching Joey Porter do that with the Steelers. John Michael Schmitz is a playable center, but again, the team was filling a need in the second round. They didn't have a center on the roster at the free agency, and he has not been some kind of great Creed Humphrey-like on the Chiefs center. He is not. And the third-round pick of Jalin Hyatt, I mean, who the hell knows? He's probably a bust, but again, I feel like I can't evaluate anything without a quarterback. And that year one of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane screwed them. And let that be a lesson to any new coach and GM. You come out swinging that first year. We saw it with Mangini with the Jets. It sets you a high bar right away. And I can't help but think how differently we'd think of this regime if they had sucked that year, gotten to a higher draft standing like they are now, and maybe, you know, had done some things differently and not signed Daniel Jones. But it is what it is, and it's where we are now with the New York Giants. So I'll give you a couple doors, Giants fans, at 888-808-1019. on really, instead of just screaming and yelling about how bad this football team is, think about what this team needs to do going forward, because that is the most important thing to get the Giants back to respectability and get them, frankly, to a point where they're worth even putting on the Thanksgiving slate, because that was disgusting. More on that later. If you have the top pick in the draft, or even the second overall pick in the draft, you do not have to trade resources and assets in desperation to take a quarterback. Either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders will be sitting there for you. They will be sitting there for you. But like I just said a little while ago, this team is not just a quarterback away. They're an offseason on par with this past offseason away from a foundational unit. I think we just kind of think about the quarterback and the top pick and scream and yell about this and don't realize you're supposed to get good starters in rounds two and even three. And for the first time in a long time, it feels like the Giants did this in this past draft with Tyler Newbin and Drew Phillips, though I have learned my lesson. I'm not going to crown them yet. They will have the top or second overall pick in rounds two and three. That is almost as important as having the top pick in the whole freaking draft to begin with in the first round. And they will have financial flexibility to the likes the Giants have not seen in a long time, cap space-wise, because of the way Joe Shane has operated. And oh, thank goodness, the way he didn't just hand Daniel Jones a blank check for 4 years with no outs to help this team. Joe Shane has actually managed the salary cap well to set himself up for this offseason. The team's best players yesterday, and I don't think you could debate this, were Malik Nabers, Tyrone Tracy, Theo Johnson, Drew Phillips, Tyler Newbin, and Brian Burns. What do all of those guys have in common? They were all the players acquired by Joe Shane after he stopped worrying about simply plugging holes in years one and two. Those are foundation pieces. Those were the players least embarrassing on a roster yesterday. I want to see an offseason like that exist again, which is why I'll scream and yell, I'll talk calmly, rudely, whatever. I have planted the flag, and I am even more in favor of it after yesterday's loss. Brian Daboll needs to be back as the head coach of this team. And clearly Joe Shane is a bigger issue based on the first two offseasons, but I'm going to lean on class half full. He had a good offseason last offseason. And that foundation, setting up with this offseason, can get the Giants moving in a positive direction for the next decade. So do you want to choose that door, door number A, the door I'm going through? And if you just want to yell, these guys suck, get them out of here, I'm going to give you the other two options and why they're disasters for this team off Thanksgiving Day and what this season has done. The other option is John Mara realizes, because remember what he said right before he hired Daboll and Shane, that he had gone too much in the comfort zone. He needed to, you know, get people outside of this organization in here to evaluate, and he got Shane and Daboll. If he feels like this failed, and that sends him back into knowing what he knows or going to people he's comfortable with, long relationships with the Mara family, that takes you to door number B, which is Bill Belichick running the team. And before everybody points to Bill Belichick and the success he had with the New England Patriots, what is the success he had as he gotten older and Tom Brady left? That man was also the guy running the show. He's not going to just come in here and be a head coach. He will want the keys to the kingdom. He can't draft for bleep. And the Patriots ended up with Mac Jones, and they had to rip the Band-Aid off. And look when they seemingly have gotten right the moment Belichick left. You want old Bill Belichick running in here, setting things up in Mara's ear, giving him Josh McDaniels as the next head coach? I sure as hell don't. So then there's door number C, or letter C. I'm saying numbers, letters, whatever. You get the point. Door number three, letter C. And that would be, go hire another young regime. Find a young, unproven GM again. Because the proven ones out there, they're proven and available probably for a reason, unless you're bringing Jerry Reese back here, which maybe Mara would. You want to find another young GM that hires his head coach? Maybe you convince Ben Johnson to come here, the offensive coordinator for the Lions. You know who Ben Johnson was 3 years ago? Brian Daboll, the hot offensive genius mind that everybody wants to run out the door now. You want to go through that door? Okay. Now think about this. A new general manager who hasn't done this on the fly and is the next recommended guy, guess what he's going to do? He's going to come in, get hired a couple weeks after the season, now be fully behind on draft prep, the job that Joe Shane, Brendan Brown, all those guys have been doing this offseason, behind the eight ball on it. In an offseason for us Giants fans where you can't afford to be behind the eight ball with the top pick in every round and all this cap space. You can't punt this offseason. And the new GM is going to use the same scouting department that's being used anyway for Joe Shane this offseason. So it's still going to be a Joe Shane-operated draft no matter what. So those are your three options, Giants fans, at 888-808-1019. I've laid that out for you. You're still going to scream and yell and say Joe Shane and Brian Daboll shouldn't be figuring out this offseason? Because they should. And yes, point to the record that these teams have. Point to the fact that they haven't won a game in the division. I say this again. How can you play football in the year 2024 without a functioning, decent quarterback? You can't. The game has changed. The Lawrence Taylor Giants are dead. The 85 Bears are dead. The Trent Dilfer Ravens are dead. The Brad Johnson Bucks are dead. That's not how you win in the NFL anymore. There is overexpansion and 32 teams, and the best of the best, including the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs, have a lot of to crappy players on their roster. And you know how it's all uplifted? Because they figured out the quarterback position, something the Giants must figure out this offseason, likely with a top pick. And you'll hear a lot of discourse about Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. And I don't know, I've been wrong and right on quarterbacks in the past. Wrong and right. And a lot will say, well, they're not as good as even J.J. McCarthy was. Dane Brugler was putting it out there. Guess what? Go back and remember what people thought about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Go back and think about it. Go back and think about what happened with Jared Goff, and look what he's doing with the Lions. Even the best of evaluators that will tell you, this guy's wrong. That guy. Look at what everybody thought about Caleb Williams. He hasn't been great. These guys are wrong a lot, which is why I'm okay taking a swing with one of those guys at the top of the draft, and this team has no shot, no matter who's on the roster, until they figure that out. But besides that, this is a huge offseason. You have to just bite your teeth, bite your lips, and get through the next 5 weeks hoping this locker room doesn't fall apart. And this is my plea for John Mara, if you're out there listening, or anybody. Don't get fooled into the team being bad and saying, that's it, must make change now. First pick overall means make change now. That is old school, dare I say, Neanderthal football line of thinking. Be open-minded. You hired this regime to do a job digging out of a hole. I'm not sure they had shovels big enough. They finally made true progress this past offseason. Don't put that all away and start over. Don't do that. You hire a Brian Daboll to coach a young rookie quarterback and pick the guy he wants. He thought Jaden Daniels was worth trading up for. Was he smart about that evaluation? I would say yes. They're not going to have to trade up now. So whoever the quarterback they seem and choose, let's go. Bring me back me some Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. 888-808-1019. It's Sean Morash here in for BT and Sal, eventually carrying over to a little of the Evan and Tiki show. On till 2:30, your calls, Giants football. Let's go. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the lowest, the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.